Hi everyone, welcome to Module 4. In this presentation, we're going to look at the complementary exercises for osteoporosis. Vibration training is an integral part of your osteoporosis treatment and prevention. We've had countless clients go through the program, and we have been able to collect the overall experiences that they've had. Now, the following are some of the trends that we've seen. Clients started vibration training for one of three major reasons. They were unable to exercise any other way due to medical conditions that put too much stress on their body. They read about the research that showed that vibration had positive benefits for those with osteoporosis. Also, they found vibration exercise to be an easy, comfortable exercise solution that could be done in minutes a day. After starting the program, we began seeing some trends in their program. Majority of our clients and patients began feeling better and getting stronger. They started to overcome some of the initial limitations they had with the exercise. What surprised us most was that the majority of people began engaging in other forms of exercise or activities. Even the ones that bought a vibration platform because it was quick and easy to do. You see, the vibration training is not meant to be the magic solution to your osteoporosis program. We like to think it is, but we all know there's nothing out there that is the one-stop solution. That's how we've always been supporting the use of other forms of exercise, nutrition, or general lifestyle changes. Combining various tools in your life will give you maximum results. That being said, we know that sometimes you won't be able to engage in your exercise program. That's why we recommend other activities that you can do in addition to vibration. The following are some of our recommendations. Feel free to combine your vibration training with any one of these. You may have read all about how walking has no effect on bone density. I mean, we've also been able to hammer that point in our introduction. There is some confusion with respect to walking, so we're going to go set the record straight. Walking has not shown to produce significant effects on bone density. However, walking is one of the best forms of exercises you can do. Now, are you confused yet? Well, don't be. You see, some of those affected by osteoporosis are told by their health professionals to start walking. They listen and walk on a regular basis. They may feel better and gain some strength, but no changes in bone density. Then there are others that don't walk because it doesn't help. The real issue is that walking should be a big part of your life, regardless of whether it has any effect on bone density or not. It's the one form of activity that is on the decline, and once you begin walking more, you'll notice greater gains from your vibration training program. Here are some suggestions on getting walking into your program. Never sit for more than 1 hour at a time. Research shows that those who sit for 4 hours have a greater risk of death than those who don't. And that even includes people who exercise. This shows that if you sit at home for 4 hours or at work, no amount of exercise will offset the bad effects of sitting that long. This is now actually called sitting disease. You don't need to set aside time to start a walking program. Simple strategies through the day will add up to a positive effect. And here are some of the suggestions we have. Simple strategies like talk on the phone while standing up or walking around the office or home. Park further away when you're taking the car. If you're going to shopping, park at the end of the mall, even on the opposite side of the mall. Get up from your desk and walk over to your coworkers rather than phoning or sending an email. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Get up to turn the channels on the television manually. These small changes, I guarantee you, will add up. You just have to make small changes throughout the day to see this. Tai Chi. Tai Chi is an excellent exercise for anyone looking to gain strength or balance. Tai Chi has also been shown in research to help prevent falls, which can be very serious for those with osteoporosis. We are aware that not all areas have Tai Chi. However, look up a local school or seminar, and you'll be pleasantly surprised with how this feels. Swimming. Swimming, first of all, has no effects on bone density, but will be a great complementary exercise to help keep your heart healthy. Swimming is also something that is gentle on the joints and may be a great activity that you can incorporate with your vibration training program. Yoga and Pilates. Although there are certain positions that must be avoided in yoga or Pilates, these forms of exercise are excellent in terms of gaining flexibility, strength, and balance. However, make sure you get a teacher that is well aware of the needs of someone with osteoporosis. Make sure that you avoid all those flexion exercises that we've already talked about. And last but not least, weight training. We know that you will get weight training effects with vibration training, but adding weight training to your program will substantially increase your success. Remember, any form of activity that puts stress on your body will lead to positive stresses on the bones. You don't have to weight train every day. If you're doing vibration training, it's as simple as spending 2 days a week doing weights. Adding weight training to vibration has proven to be beneficial. Did you know that adding vibration to weight training has led to more fat loss for women than weight training alone? These types of studies are always coming out, but it's only logical that this is the case. We hope that as you get stronger and feel better, you'll start broadening your horizons and start adding other forms of exercise to your program. Start slow and build up your exercise tools, and you'll begin to notice significant changes in your life. And we look forward to the next presentation.